right now. Let's bring in Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And a good morning to you. And what is shaking?
What is shaking is I walked out of the house this morning and it was 27 degrees. That's what was shaking.
So you were shaking.
It was shaking in Shandaken. I used to live in, when I used to live in Glenford, we had friends. And whenever they would have parties, cookie from Shandaken, we used to call it Shaken in Shandaken.
Shaken in Shandaken.
They lived in, okay. So, but anyways, it was cold this morning when I walked out of the house. But you know what? I'm come to expect it.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's still only April 5th, and, well, cloudy skies, some rain comes in this afternoon. I would think after lunchtime.
Now, Mike Causey is looking for rain, heavy rain overnight, so his field gets flooded, so he doesn't have to do baseball tomorrow morning.
I don't think it's going to be heavy rain. Okay. And I don't think the field's going to get flooded, but it'll be wet.
He said it's a poor drainage field.
Okay. Well, we're expecting about a quarter to a third of an inch of rain, so it's not a lot.
That's not a lot, no.
No. And when we see it start here this afternoon, could be a little sleet or some wet snow picking in, but that's about it. Mid-40s by late today. Mm-hmm. Now, near 40 tonight with periods of rain. Mm-hmm. Showers end tomorrow morning, partly cloudy in the afternoon. We go to mid-60s. So Marshall will be happy. He'll be out on his deck tomorrow afternoon, putting a steak on the barbecue and lining up at least one or two movies to look at. Sunday, early sun. Then it clouds up in the low 60s. That brings showers Monday night and Sunday night and Monday. Highs on Monday in the low 50s, and then it clears out and it's mild on Tuesday.
So Saturday and Tuesday are the mild days.
Sunday's mild too.
Sunday's mild too.
Low 60s.
But there's going to be rain though, right?
No.
No.
Not till Monday.
Not till Monday. Okay.
Right.
That's where I got confused. I'm sorry
about
that.
And Tuesday, I think you'll be okay to go to the city. I think whatever's left over from Monday night will be moving out, and Tuesday will clear up. So weather will be nice for you to head down to that lovely trip in the city.
All right. We always like it when it's nice weather to go to that.
Yeah. And concerning the Lake to the Dance that we were trying to find a name for, I discovered by searching and searching and searching that June 8th is known as Upsy-Daisy Day.
Upsy-Daisy Day. Okay.
Do you remember when you were a kid, your mother would say, Upsy-Daisy.
Upsy-Daisy, that's right.
Upsy-Daisy, so.
And if Upsy-Daisy didn't work, it was, get the hell out of bed.
right. So, we are going to call it, since the dance falls right on that day, June 8th.
Upsy-Daisy Dance.
The Upsy-Daisy Dance. And the theme will be daisies. You know, we'll have like daisies on the table as a centerpiece. And maybe do all yellow tablecloths. You know, it's June, spring, summer. Nice and bright. And it should be good. So that was settled. Thank goodness for that. Also, the possibility of doing Death at a Funeral 2007, that was settled too. When I spoke to the director yesterday, he said, we watched it. I said, is that the way you watch? He goes, yes, with the smaller guy. I said, yeah. He goes, yeah, it was funny. He goes, very funny. He goes, and we decided there were parts in there that we just would not be able to do, like the guy on the roof with no clothes on and things like that. I said, oh, yeah, I remember it well. He said, so we're back to Hush, Hush with Charlotte. So obviously his mind is made up, and this is the way he wants to go. So, Marshall, you and I are giving up. I will watch that stupid movie over the weekend, Hush, Hush with Charlotte. I'll start making notes about what I need for the sets and all of that, and I go from there.
The nudity, the guy who was naked,
yeah.
He was never frontal naked. You could have. It was never anything like that. You could have gotten away with it by, you know, having him stand behind bushes and stuff like that and just have the top half of him be naked.
Right.
But anyways,
what about when he's up on the roof?
When he's up on the roof, he's up on one of those roofs that he, when he stands, you don't see the lower portion of his body because it's one of those English roofs where you can walk on it.
Right, but just, you know, our you have to remember our cast has a hard time walking on ground.
I think that guy who played Roosevelt, he'd be good. He would have been perfect for that part.
Oh, he's out of control right now.
Really?
There's so much going on with the league. The other night, I didn't even tell you, there was a two-hour telephone conference meeting. And I had to be a part of it because they were going to mention the studio building, and they were mentioning the Did a Dance. And they did, and, you know, everything was fine there, so there's not a problem. But there is a gentleman across the lake, and I knew this was going to come down to it. He embellished his cabin, to put it loosely. In other words, he made it a little bit bigger. So he went to the town. He got the necessary permits. But what they have never done before, they told him that he must follow their septic plans. They are not allowing anyone to embellish, extend their cabin, or build a new cabin with the use of an outhouse. Now, whether or not they're going to start talking to all of us about outhouses, they are insisting on septic. They don't even want those that burn stuff. You know where you compost toilets?
Yep.
They don't even want compost toilets. So well,
what's going to happen here for all you guys that if you're going to want to resale your stuff when you get older and you don't want to use it,
right?
You're not going to be able to sell it unless you bring it up to code.
That's what's going to happen. And I also have a feeling, and it's just my feeling, that if the town is doing this, the town could turn around and insist that electric get brought in.
I don't know about electric, but I'll tell you right now, once they make somebody put a septic in, it's going to change all the rules for resale, and everybody's going to have to put in a septic. Everybody.
Really?
Well, but because if you want to resell it, if you want to get... I mean, it's
getting... Oh, I see what you mean. They can't make us put in a septic, but I see what you mean about selling it.
When you sell it, septic's going to go in. Now, it might cost you $20,000 to put a septic system in, but you'll be able to charge $30,000 or $40,000 more for what you have.
Supposedly, what they're telling these people is they could do a septic with a holding tank.
Do you have much ledge around there?
Depends on what side of the lake you're on. On my side, there's plenty.
A lot of ledge. You're going to need an engineered septic system, I'm telling you.
Oh, boy. A mess.
That's not till you sell it anyways.
I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried about it. You know, I would love the electric to come in, but not worried about it. So from that standpoint, I'm not worried about the weekend either because the weather's going to be real nice, and I'll be back on Monday. And looks to me like AJ will be... backing me up, from what I understand, so there should be no problem with that.
All right, that's good news. Good news Friday. All right, Pat.
Good news Friday.
I want you to have a good weekend, and I'll speak to you Monday.
Yes, put on a steak for me.
I will.
Okay.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center once again with the check on our tri-state forecast.